Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Arki Cenkuti, Dr. Arki Cenkuti, back on the show. Arki is coming up. We'll be celebrating his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Ladies
that
and gentlemen,
great.
That's amazing, and I know you can't imagine somebody hanging out with me that long, but he's done it. He's one of our long-suffering Brain Trust members. He's our trust expert. He's the guy who really helped us understand that trust is not just the right thing to do; it's a best practice. He's the author of A Built on Trust, which is one of my favorite books. If you could see my copy, you'd believe me because it's dog-eared. There's yellow stickers sticking out of it all over the place, marked up everywhere you can think of. And he's our good friend, Arki Cenkuti. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure. And it's been a pleasure all 15 years.
Yeah, it's been. We've had some fun, haven't we?
yeah, we have. And I think, you know, we've talked about the central ideas, I think, in human interaction, particularly in business interaction. I think we trust is the central idea in creating bonds and using bonds to a mutual benefit, creating win-win successes. I think trust is at the basis of all of that.
Well, there's no question. And the thing that I have with your help, I have come to understand, and I wrote about this in my eighth chapter of my book, is the fact that trust obviously had to be there 10,000 years ago when proto-market was born.
Yes.
When Nog and Gog laid their weapons down and decided to do business, trust had to be there. Maybe that's when it was born, and so it's always been part of the marketplace. But today, the faster we go, the more digitized we become, trust is even more powerful than ever before.
That's right, and also sometimes more elusive, not that people don't want to do it, but there's this extreme busyness,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't take the time to put the priority where it needs to be to get not just communicate, but communicate to closure. Who is going to do what and when? That's that's the critical ingredient, is to take the time to get that kind of closure, and also to take the time to honor doubt, enough
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, doubt precedes every solid commitment, is preceded by doubt. So to take the time to process that doubt so that people don't say yes automatically when the real answer is maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The innovation.
We need to be more granular in our communication about what we're prepared to do, don't we?
That's right. Those two things: close every interaction and no pretended commitment. Work through the doubts. That's where your innovation opportunity is, in those doubts.
One of the things that
make a culture where that's good.
One of the things that I've been doing for a long time now is whenever I tell somebody how long I'm going to be before I get there, or how long am I going to stay, for example, mm-hmm. I'll tell them I'll be there in 6.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to drop by. I'm only going to be there for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, what that tells them is I'm being specific. I'm not saying 4 as if it could be 40. When you say 4.5, that tells them that you know you're not going to be there 5 minutes.
And it kind of sets a tone, doesn't it? I mean, that you're going to be transparent, that you're going to be accountable, and that will be your expectation, you know, throughout the interaction. And you're starting by volunteering it.
Right.
And that's a nice, clever way. That's the first time I've heard you say that. It's a clever
I've
way.
I've been doing it for years.
Yes. It's a clever way to make that communication.
Well,
but it does matter.
It also tells them, and I've never used this word with you before, Arki, but it also tells them, I think, that when it comes to important things, he can count on, you can count on me not to use hyperbole.
Yes.
That when it comes to important things, I'm going to be specific to the point that you can count on it.
And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a culture in your organization, including with your client and your prospect people. You're looking for that kind of accountability and that kind of transparency. And if you, the leader, start off volunteering it, and when there's a dispute, when the them versus us comes up, and it's going to, because there's your opportunity, have the courage and have the insight to say, gosh, how am I participating in this? How am I part of the non-closure?
Arky, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Now, when we come back, Arky's going to help us take this these concepts across the pond, across borders, across cultures, and across societies. So we're going to do that after this break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Dr. Arky Chankute is our guest. Stay with us. I want a dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.